F8ENF mobile. KI7QMG mobile listening on 19. KF8ENF mobile.
Any email? Okay. I think I heard you in there, Larry. I stepped away for a second. I think you
Roger that. Just north of Harbor Springs. Just wondered how you're receiving me. Over.
On, but it's not too terrible. It's a little bit difficult to copy you over the DMR patch, but I can tell a few.
Okay. I heard you testing, so I know you're working, but I hadn't talked to anybody yet. Just wanted to see how it was doing. And doing okay over the DMR patch. I've got a little longer antenna. I've not tried it yet, but just covering with the stock 4-inch. But anyway, have a great day. We'll talk to you later. DMA from Delta NHQ.
Yeah, you're a little bit noisier than you usually are, but I don't know if you're in a different spot or not. So, anyway. All right, I'm going to eat some lunch real quick, and then I got to go off to an appointment, and then I've got a whole bunch of errands to run. So. Catch you later. Anyway.
73.
NHQ Mobile.
Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey Mobile.
KF8ENF Mobile.
KF8ENF Mobile. This is Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey Mobile. Name here is Shannon.
Hey Shannon, how are you doing today? My name is Bentley.
Oh, just peachy keen. On my way to Indian River. Just a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, pretty outstanding fall day over here in Harbor Springs.
Ah, yes. Harbor Springs, my favorite restaurants there. Polish Kitchen. Been meaning to take my wife downtown and show her the cute little city there. One of these days.
Well, you should bring her down during Christmas. They put up a big Christmas tree at the end of the street in front of the church and decorate it, and downtown is done up really nice. That's a great time to do something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Sounds like a Hallmark Christmas story. She loves those. We live in Toponabe, and not much you can do there for a downtown area. You blink and you're past the gas station and beach area, and that's it.
Well, my wife and I stopped at the Breakers yesterday for a beer during our color tour. So, yeah, that's a highlight of Toponabe.
Oh, yeah, them and Noka for breakfast. I'll be going there on my birthday in about a week or so. I turned 72.
Well, happy birthday. Enjoy it. Well, hey, Shannon, I'm arriving at my destination, so I'm going to sign off. Good catching you today. Enjoy the beautiful fall color that's still on the trees here. And keep the rubber side down. KF8, TNF.
Okay, Bentley, you too. Yeah, we went to Ann Arbor last week and enjoyed the colors on the way down and back. And I had to go to Newberry last week also, so I got to enjoy the colors there. I got to tell you that they have been spectacular this year. Have a good day. KSBW.
This is KFA, DNA, not DNA.
Hey, JD.
This is KF8 DNA listening.
KF8 DNF. KF8ENF. Good evening, Chris.
Well, good evening, Bentley. How are you? Long time no hear.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't been on the air in the evenings much. I usually drop in a couple of times a day and when I'm driving around, but I just don't think our schedules have synced up.
Yep, I'd probably agree with that. I'm definitely more of an evening kind of guy. So how's everything been going?
Hey, it's been going good, man. Leaving a little bit later this week for my elk hunt in Montana, so it's been kind of a whirlwind getting things together and ready and going through lists and packing and all that kind of stuff. It's been busy.
Yeah, definitely. You think you got to check that list twice when Santa's coming around. You definitely want to do it with something like this. You don't want to get out there and figure out you forgot a essential piece of kit, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. I just the hardest thing to try to plan for is the weather. You know, both sleeping and, you know, being in camp, but also being out during the day hunting, you know, the different layers and gear and everything that you might need for that. It's a lot to think about. It's not like trotting out to your deer blind in November.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just one fact is you just don't know exactly what the weather is going to be. You know, and that could be a huge swing.
Yeah, I just hope we don't get hammered with too much snow. That's going to be a little bit miserable if that happens. But I would assume that if that happens, that's going to push the elk down a little bit further in the valleys where it's a little bit warmer and we'll just follow them. So, you know, I guess there's a high camp and a low camp, and I think we're going to be starting at the high camp. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, that just should be an awesome trip, man. I'm excited for you. I think you'll really enjoy yourself and have a great time out there.
Sure. I think the most challenging part is going to be riding a horse every day, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I can't speak to that at all. That is something I've never done. Never been on a horse. I'm not going to say that I never wanted to, but never really had a need to. So, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that.
Don't have a lot of experience at it, but some years back I did do a mountain horseback ride in the Rockies on, you know, single track trail on a nice docile trail horse, which I think is pretty much what we're going to have in this situation. And I thought it was awesome. I didn't have any trouble with it. We were out for a few hours, I think, so it wasn't like a really extended ride, but I thought it was cool. And I think that's going to be real similar to what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, I would almost have to believe an outfit like that is, you know, they're not going to have real wild animals that they're going to, you know, stick people on. They obviously got to know that people aren't as adept at them as they are, that's for sure.
Yeah, either that or, oh, yeah, you're kind of a big boy. We're going to have to get you a different horse. We're going to put you on Thunder.
Yeah, exactly. But You know what? That would make things interesting anyway. It would definitely be more of a memorable trip, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'm going to have some good stories to tell, but yeah, I've got some essentials packed. I've got some cigars for sitting around the campfire at night telling stories. I've got a liter of bourbon and an Algene bottle, so yeah, that and my rifle and a few spare rounds of ammo. I think whatever else I don't bring, I don't need, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I think you hit that right on the head. If you don't bring it, you're not going to need it, so. Good, man. That's awesome. I'm really excited for you.
Well, enough about me. What have you been up to, man? I haven't had a chance to catch up with you in a while. How have you been?
Finishing up a lot of wood cutting. Got my stuff all taken care of. Went down and helped Josh last weekend. Got him all squared away. I think Jake and Mackenzie are next on the docket, and then we got a little bit to do for Erickson. And we should be pretty well all set for whatever comes our way this winter. That's kind of the plan so far. But other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Just living life and trying to stay out of trouble.
I was at deer camp this past weekend doing some maintenance out there, and, man, the woods are a mess. Wow. I'm not looking forward to trying to drag deer through the woods this year.
Yeah, we've done a bit of wandering around out of camp and everything, and yeah, it's going to be challenging to get an animal out if it doesn't fall right away. We're gonna have our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, just getting the shooting lanes open at the blinds was a challenge this year. Yeah, there was quite a bit of chainsaw work involved in that, so. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, we got lucky. Most of our stuff is on the edge of fields, so that's shooting lane wise, that's not too bad. But it's most of it is a small field, and then it goes into some swampland out around Douglas Lake, and yeah, if they get into there, it's going to be a lot of work. It's almost a kind of thing we're going to go back and get a chainsaw and take with us, because it'll probably just make things easier.
Yeah, for sure, man. And then I don't know what your coyote situation is like around there, but if you don't get to them right away, the coyotes will.
It's usually pretty okay as long as we don't have, if we have to leave something overnight, that's when it gets tricky. But even if it's it's out there for a couple 3 hours while we're going after it or figuring out a way to get to it, they're not too bad out there. We've kind of kept them in check a little bit out there, so that helps. I think that some of them are a little leery of coming around.
Well, that's the way to do it, and if you ever need any help with that, you just let me know. Where we are with lots of public land around us, we attract wounded deer, and the coyotes have gotten to the deer before we have, and it's a terrible way for a deer to go.
Yeah, it really is. It almost makes you feel bad about harvesting the animal.
Well, I don't know, man. I've never had a deer run more than 50 yards on me, so I don't know if I've just been lucky or if I'm just not as unlucky as some other people that we know.
We've not had any run very far or long, but it's more just the direction they decide to run in is what gets us. Cause like I say, we're on the edge of fields, but we're probably within 40 yards of getting into some pretty thick stuff. So, but yeah, not too bad.
Well, right on, man. Hey, I knew I didn't have a lot of time to spend on the radio with you tonight, but I heard you out there, and it's been a while since we spoke, so I did want to shout out and say hello and, remind you that I'm still thinking of getting together with you as soon as things calm down here, but that's starting to look more and more like December at this point.
Yeah, same here, actually. We're, November's filling up quick, but yeah, And I appreciate the shout back. And I knew you were busy getting ready for things and whatnot. So, like I said, I appreciate the shout back. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to when we can get together and just relax and catch up. Those are some of my favorite times.
Well, perhaps we can add a little bit of grilled elk meat to that next meetup and make it proper.
I have a hard time saying that that would not be a very good thought. I would be lying if I said that doesn't sound awesome. So I hope that works out.
Well, I hear it pairs well with bourbon, so we're going to have to give it a try, that's for sure.
For science. We got to do it for science.
All right, my friend, I'm looking forward to that day. In the meantime, be good and be well, and look forward to talking to you soon. KF8, ENF.
All right, brother. You, if I don't talk to you before you go, have fun, be safe, and I know you'll do both extremely well. So, shoot straight, man. We look forward to talking to you. Take care of yourself. Okay, ZAT.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Voxcom Net. This is KHGTC. Control operator for this net is Glenn, KSUZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Charlotte Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of repeater is provided by the Charlotte Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If this repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for an emergency or priority traffic. No station third. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Word in a
Golf Yankee.
Mark KC8. ZAT.
And my call, this is Alpha India 6,
X-ray, Quebec.
Bob, KB8, SPJ.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
I think we've gone to a record number of doubles here. I think I have Ward, NAWK, Drake, NABMH. Kevin, KF8AGY, Mark, KC8ZAP, Mike, AI6XQ, Bob, KB8FDA, I got KD8WWU. Anybody else?
Christopher,
Kilo
Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
And again, we doubled. KF8DMK, correct?
Correct.
And another station. There's another station trying to get in. Please try again.
Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, Mike down in Royal Oak.
Charlie Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Scott WX1J.
Yeah, I got you in there. Tony KE8SBZ. Anybody else?
Scott WX1J.
All right, we got a full house here. Let's go to the top of the list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, give me your location if you got any messages to pass.
Okay, NAWK. Right across from Ryan Park. No traffic and emergency power.
Let's go to Drake. NADMH, Drake, your location. Any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH. Location is Hammond and 5 Mile. And no traffic. Back to that.
Mark, KC8DAP. Mark, your location, I have messages to pass.
Well, this is Mark, KC8DAP, and my location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37. And no traffic to that. That's in control.
Let's go to Mike, AI6XQ. Hope I got that right. Or is it DI6? Oh. Mike, give me your call sign again one more time. I'll eventually get it right.
You got it right the first time. Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec, Mike. South Lake Leadenau is the intersection of 641 and Otto Road. No traffic for the net. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, Bob. Someday I'll learn it. Or Mike. Bob, KP8FCJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KP8FCJ. Located in Neston City, Benzie County. No traffic.
KD8WWU, your location, any messages to pass?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Kevin, West Lafayette, Indiana. No passengers, no messages to pass.
All right, please take a look at that one right, too. KF8DMK, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Boxer 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Mike in Royal Oak, WAPPC. Your location, any messages?
Hi, control. Whiskey, Victor, Papa, Charlie. No messages to pass, and I'm still in Royal Oak. Hi, hi.
Just a quick question, Mike. We have we've made some additions to our repeater. How was are you getting in by Echolink or All-Star?
I had to go Echolink because All-Star, the node, NADMH's node, not valid.
All right, we'll work on that. Let's go to Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
KE8SBZ, Tony. Location 1 mile east of Camp Grunt on Murray Lake. No messages back to that.
Scott, WS1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street. I have no messages to pass for the net. Back to you from WX1J.
Is there anybody we've missed? Please try.
Hey, MGY, recheck.
Kevin, you did log in. KS8AGY, Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY, on the west end of Spider Lake, one cove north of the boat launch. No traffic for the net. Back to you, net control.
Anybody else?
Kilo Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike. Kilo Delta 8, no traffic.
KV8, WAM. Caleb, your location, any messages?
Southeast of Kalkaska, no traffic.
All right, there you go. All right, everybody, tonight's message is a reminder to back up critical data. I don't know if you're aware that the Amazon Web Server, they have a tremendous amount of web activity. Their system failed, and for about 8 hours, a large number of sites went down. I'm just kind of a reminder that perhaps we should keep a little bit of data on hand, whether that's a micro SD card, something. Maybe that was just a nice little reminder to back up your stuff. Stand by for digital traffic. This one will be for 36 seconds. Stand by. This is K8GTC. The message is as follows. This is KGTC. If you receive this message, please check in.
KGMH, full copy.
WX1J, full copy.
KB8SBJ, full copy.
NAWK, ditto.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, full copy.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
All right, everybody. I just want to brag a little bit, but our last simulated emergency test, we cranked out more FLDG messages than anyone in the state, and we did it with 100% accuracy. So I want to thank everybody for keeping their skills sharp. All right, that's it for me tonight. I'm going to turn that over to the Carolyn Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Carolyn.
Thank you, Glenn. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday evening Trailing Amateur Radio Club MeshNet. I can spit it out. This is KVNA. My name is John, and I will be your net control station this evening using club call sign WATCM. The purpose of this net is to connect, learn, and build amateur radio community. The MeshNet and use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Trailing Amateur Radio Club here in Traverse City, including all of Northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Drop the mic, sorry about that. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly licensed amateurs are also invited and encouraged. We will check in three groups. First, short time stations. The second, Echo Link. Doesn't sound like All-Star is working, possibly, I don't know. And then third will be the general check-ins. I would like to ask everyone to check in one person at a time. This will help manage doubles and make checking in a more efficient process for me, and slowly, if you will. Try to make this kind of quick and easy for everybody. Got a football game going, so I'm hoping to get as many people as I can here tonight. I'm probably going to lose some people to that football game, but I don't have a topic, so if you just want to speak about anything that interests you, like radio or what projects you've been finishing up, what you completed or whatever the week gave you, it's all good. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday evening social hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time stations. I will ask for your comments after the group checks in. First short-time, go slowly, please.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria. Tom McGinley.
Thank you, Tom.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Next short time.
AWK Ward.
Okay, I got Tom, Kevin, and Ward. Next short time, please.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Thank you, Mike. Any more short time?
Kilo Delta
8,
Whiskey Alpha Mike, Cameron. I thought I heard Caleb. One more time on that, and we'll come back to the next one in a second.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, Caleb.
Caleb, loud and clear. Was there another one in there after Caleb? Go ahead.
November 9, Kilo Oscar Papa Cameron, Alcona County.
Cameron, loud and clear that time. Next short time, go ahead.
WX1J, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Next short time, go ahead.
Yeah, just call me John
for the WY. Yeah, the repeater interrupted us there. Doesn't know there's a football game on, so we'll ignore that. All right, so that's the end of our short time by the looks of it. We'll start with Tom. WB8, WB, go.
Okay, John. Thanks for taking the net tonight. WATCM. And the group, WB and WYV. Good evening to everybody. Well, we had a kind of a rolling weekend. I went down to a wedding. Kind of a different deal. They had been married for 2 years. They eloped, and actually have a year and a half old daughter. That's my, and so it was my grandniece. My niece's daughter, oldest daughter, and I got to see not only her, but my great-grandniece, Meredith, So she and her husband decided they wanted to have a formal wedding. Now, 2 years later, they, like I said, they eloped and went to the Justice of the Peace. And everybody said, sounds great. So they had a big wedding. It was really nice. It was outdoors. Part of it was outdoors. And had a DJ. My wife and I, we danced. I don't think I've danced, so we danced since about 1980. So, we danced, everybody danced. It was great. Got to see all the relatives on her side. Oh, you be quiet. That's Oliver the cat. All the relatives on her side, I got to see my grandnephew and grandniece and the whole nine yards. It was pretty cool. And the best part of it was, let me drop it. I don't know what's wrong with this cat. What's the matter, cat? You got something wrong with your ears? Maybe. Anyway, I got to see Harper. That's my niece's youngest daughter. She's going to be 2 years old in December, and she is 5 years older than her niece. So Merida and Harper are about the same age. So you can imagine what that was like. It was great stuff. Great stuff. Anyway, had a great time. Left Friday night, Friday morning, and got home about 12:30 this afternoon. So, everybody, hopefully you had a great weekend. I'll turn it back to you there, John. Thanks for taking it. And we'll just listen along. Back to you, WBA, WYV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Thanks, Tom. Is something wrong with the repeater? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, there was a double. There was a node that was stuck on the link repeater network. I just dropped it, so you're good to go, John. Anything I can.
Okay. Thanks, Jake. Yeah, Tom, you're a hoot to listen to. Your stories are a lot of fun. We appreciate the comeback on that wedding. That makes me smile. I'm not in a hurry, by the way. Football game on. I can get as many people as I can. Before you guys, I lose you to that game. I'm going to watch the game afterwards, but I don't mind hanging out with radio either, so it's all good. I'm not in a hurry, just for the record. Kevin, KD9WWU, are you still with us? Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, John. Yeah, we're down here in West Lafayette, Indiana. I'm camping and looking forward to move back up north someday. So, anyways, yeah, I want to do a quick because my battery's getting kind of low on my cell phone, so say hi, everybody, and this is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, saying 73s to W8TCM. Go back to you, John.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the comeback. Yeah, it's going to snow soon, so come on back. I dare you. N8WK, go ahead with your transmission.
Oh, thanks a lot, John. This is Ward NAWK, and boy, what a fabulous weekend we had. And I spent most of it raking and gathering up pine needles. The deciduous trees have not fallen much, very, very few leaves so far, and which probably means it will come in one great big, huge blast. Bury me. I try to stay on top of it to mulch the leaves and just leave them in place. It helps the lawn, and sure, it's a little better on the back. And, well, it looks like we might have two more days for that process. Thanks again, John, and this is NAWK. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Ward. Leaf raking, yeah. I don't try not to do that, but hearing your voice helps me remember that our dues are coming up. That's the end of the year here, so just as a reminder to everybody, help pay that insurance on that power up there. Also, there's some announcements that I haven't mentioned. I've kind of forgot about these announcements. I'll catch up with that toward the end here, so I won't forget the announcements. There's a pretty important one coming up tomorrow, actually. We've got a presentation. I'll talk about that in a minute. Next short time there, Mike, AI6XQ. Go ahead, please, with your transmission.
Good evening, John, and thanks for doing net control. This is AI6XQ, Mike. Had a nice weekend. I had friends visiting up from Florida for memorial service. The fellow's originally from Kalkaska, and they hit it right at peak colors time that they hadn't seen in years, and so it was really kind of special seeing our beauty through their eyes, who hadn't seen it in a while. So that was really, that was kind of cool. So other than that, not much going on, just enjoying the weather, and back to you, John.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. You're coming in loud and clear, by the way. Perfect transmission there. Caleb, I got your call sign mixed up. I was going to look it up here before I got to you, but I haven't got a chance to. Is it KD8WAM or KE8? Correct me on this, please.
All right, the first time, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, KD8WAM, down here in Calcasta. Finally, my alarm went off and finally actually made it to the net and try to be a little more frequent here. Had a pretty decent day at home with half the kids. My wife went shopping and, excuse me, playing around with some of these, some of the gear that came from that, all the gateway gear on the net. Tandy 102 systems are pretty interesting. Fun to play with a pre-internet computer. Have a good time over here, and I'll send it back to net. WATCM from KDWAM.
Thanks, Caleb, for correcting me on that call sign. Keep having you. Hope to hear you up here soon, more often on the net. It's kind of nice hearing from you. Cameron, you're the next one I screwed up there. N8KO something something. Go ahead and help me that call sign one more time, please.
Very good evening. Calls November 9, Kilo Oscar Papa N9KOP. And it's Cameron, and I'm over in Alcona County. Nice talking to you on New Mile 100 that'll be up here shortly. Actually sitting in my basement right now on a in my 19-inch network rack. Just got it all built and ready to go up to the tower. So we'll be meeting with the state this week to get up there and get it up. So it'll be on the tower. I don't know if it'll be up on the tower this week, but maybe next week it'll be up there. So sooner or later it'll be on. But so much thanks for letting me in here. I haven't been in here in ages, it seems like. So good hearing everybody. This is M9KOP, Cameron, Alcona County.
Yeah, Cameron, thanks for that. Keep us updated on that repeater. I'll be listening for it as well. Kind of curious. So that's kind of good news there. Scott, WX1J, last on the short time. Go ahead, please.
Hi, John. Thanks a lot for taking the net this evening. Hello, everyone else on the net tonight. I'm just wanted to jump in for a couple of quick seconds at the front end of this. Two things. One is that we have a request from the people who are running the Iceman bike race on November 7th. That's Saturday. It'll be an all-day event. They're looking for two guys with radios, ham radios, to fill a hole that's in the race course. There's a valley that they doesn't have internet, doesn't have cell coverage, and doesn't have any other way of getting information out of there in case one of the bicycle racers crash. They just need someone in the hole to report that, and then to at the top of the hill that can connect by a radio as well to transmit that message into their radio system, which they have covered for the rest of the course. So if anybody's interested in that, please let me know. And it's an all-day event, and it's an important event to help run that race of about 4,000 people riding their bikes through the hopefully snow and hopefully trees. Let's see. The other thing I was thinking about just
pass on for fun was that somebody mentioned, I guess this evening on the TV, something about Salem, Massachusetts, and of course being Halloween coming up, I was reminded that you were the town that I passed my five FCC license exams, novice, technician, general, advanced, and extra. I was all done in Salem, Massachusetts. So happy Halloween, everybody, and I'll turn it back to that. John, WATCM, this is WX1J. Good evening. I'm still listening out.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. I've been wanting to do that Iceman ride, but I'm not sure if I can anymore. Maybe. But maybe I'll just be the guy at the radio. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to cut in right here. I forgot a couple announcements that are kind of important before I lose the short time, guys, there. Real quick, I'm going to mention tomorrow at Breakfast with Hams, obviously, with JNS. That's on. And then another important one before I lose everybody here on the short time. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Royal Drive, there's a club meeting, and there's a presentation going to take place by Bob, call sign KV8SVJ. And the presentation is about Winlink, and he's got a quote here that's kind of interesting. This is not how to, but more of this is how I do it. So it's going to be kind of a... in my view, interesting to hear this presentation, so I just want to make sure you guys are aware of that. That's pretty much all I've got for announcements. If anybody's got anything else, there's a spot in the end of this net that you can cut in and mention anything else they got going on. With that said, we're at the bottom of the short time. We're going to start off with Echolink. I don't think All-Star is working by the sounds of it. Maybe I'm wrong. First, Echolink / All-Star check-in. Go ahead.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie.
Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie, I copy you loud and clear. Next Echolink, real quick, go ahead. Okay, I don't hear any more Echolink. I'm going to go ahead and just cut it off there. If anybody wants to chime in later, go ahead on the general side, but I don't want to lose this Echolink here. W8VPC, what's your name? Go ahead.
Yeah, Net Control, W8VPC. Name is Mike. And I used to live up north, and now I'm living down in Royal Oak. Yeah, when I tried to connect to Drake's hub, I got node not found on my version of All-Star. So I had to switch to Echolink, and when I went to allstarlink.org or whatever, it says 404 not found, all his nodes. I know they're there, but maybe it's a problem with the website. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I usually look at me doing something wrong first. Hi. So, yeah, we've had a wild couple of weeks. I've been in the hospital, had a checkup today, and everything's good. I got to go back for another checkup in a month. So, nothing much. My car is still up north, the old one with the blown turbo and $8,000 worth of car repairs. And new one is being upfitted, and it's taking 2 weeks, a little at a time. So, back to you, Net Control, W8VPC.
Up turbo, that doesn't sound fun at all, actually. Appreciate your transmission there. We're going to keep moving. I'm not in a hurry. I just said it earlier, but I'm not in a hurry. Just take your time. Let's keep going with general check-ins. And anybody else that wants to chime in. First general check-in, go ahead.
Drake, hey, DMH.
Hector, K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel November Tango.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8. Zulu Alpha Papa.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Kilo, Bravo, Zulu.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Okay, we're going to stop there. Just for a second, so I can catch up with y'all. I believe I got them all here. Let's start it with Drake, N8DMH. I know you're listening to the guy about the All-Star. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, DMH. I'm going to say, I don't know why, but All-Star's working here. Mike, you sent me the link to 567757. That's not the hub. I think that's the node for the Lake Leelanau machine. You're looking for 583410. You should be able to connect to that. I'm looking at the dashboard. It's up right now, and I'm on the 2-6 coming across through the hub to the CA or C hub, which goes into the repeater, and it's going, so you might be punching in the wrong numbers there, I think. But not a whole lot to add here, just making some food and getting other various projects, playing musical cars earlier, actually. I had just my vehicle here, and my parents' truck was at the shop because I was borrowing it when I was having car issues, but it was something like, went to go to my mom's, took her to the shop, drove the truck to the apartment because there was stuff that I needed out of it, took everything out of the truck, went back to the shop to get my work vehicle, came back, and then my mom went home. So it's musical cars. It's been a fun time. I've got lasagna in the oven and waiting for that to do its thing and whatnot. So, all right. I'm going to stop yapping now. So, all right. Catch you later. And everybody else. Any damage?
Thanks, Jake, for the All-Star update. You lost me at the lasagna, though. I got confused for a minute there. Sorry about that. If I got your call sign correct, K-A-8-H-Y-E. If you're still with us, go ahead.
This is K-A-8-H-Y-E. You're right. And I was just listening through. Thanks for me having the net. And I appreciate it. Is Tom still listening? I was only 18 months older than my nephew, so sometimes things work out close together. Anyway, everybody's sounding pretty good. Repeater is sounding strong here in Traverse City at Hammond Road and 5 Mile. So back to Matt. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Edgar, you're coming in perfectly. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Thank you for the transmission. This next one here, I got a little bit screwed up. The call sign's good, but I have no name here, so forgive me. KD8HNT. Is that correct? What's your name? And go ahead.
Yep, that's right. You got call sign KD8HNT. My name's Tom. I'm here in I'm using the Petoskey repeater, but I'm in East Jordan. Just wanted to check in. Don't have a whole lot going here. We just got back in from deer hunting and seen a whole bunch. Seen a small buck. Didn't get any shots at them. By the time they got in close enough for me, I couldn't see my couldn't see my sights anymore. So I just had to watch them until they left. Then I had to end up throw a rock out there to make a little noise so they'd scatter out of there so I could get out of the blind so I wasn't spooking them too much. Just remembered the net from last week when I checked in. So here I check in and before I make my pizza. So that's all I got. 73 guys. KD8HNT. God bless. Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, for correcting me and coming back at me there. Appreciate that. One more for the count. Yeah, deer hunting. So my neighbor down the road brings the venison down every Christmas. He got a deer a couple days ago and texted me the picture of it, and I says, back to a Merry Christmas. Hopefully he takes the hint. We'll see how that goes. Mark, KC8ZAP, with me.
Well, hello, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and John, thanks for taking the net. Appreciate your being able to do that. You do a very good job. So, I'm just going to keep this very brief and just simply say that this last weekend was the weekend for the cholera in my neighborhood, and I have a lot of trees around the house and that sort of a thing. So it was really gorgeous, and I just wanted to say that. Back to that control of KCACAP.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. It's good hearing from you again. I'll see you tomorrow at the club meeting. I'm going to try to make it over there and for this presentation. Hopefully you can make it as well. I'm not sure why I said that. I hope to see everybody there, but I haven't seen you there last time I was there, so it's getting in my mind. So anyway, moving on. Kevin, KF8AGY, also one that I see at the club once in a while there. Almost every week I go.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking the net tonight. This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Over here at the west end of Spider Lake, not much going on except still working on all the last of the outdoor stuff. Well, we still got a few weather cooperating for us, and should be in my final stages of covering up the boat either tomorrow or Wednesday. Got most of the other stuff put away, so that's what's been going on here, and between that and writing and designing a filter for the repeater, that's what's going on in my world. So, anyway, that's it for tonight. WATCM, this is KF8AGY, back to you.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, first thing that comes to mind is the cherry juice. I forgot to mention that. The October issue looks like it's there. I have not read it yet. I don't know why, but I'll be looking for your article in there. I always like reading your articles and everybody else that puts time into that, so. Appreciate that. Tony, are you still with me?
KASBZ. Yes, I am. KASBZ. Good evening to everybody. Thanks, John, for taking the net. If this microphone makes it through, I will be very happy. Last time I tried it was 10 days ago, and it was not working very well, and I'm still not sure why, but if it works tonight, that's great. Those guys out there hunting, as I saw on the road sign, most expensive way to buy free meat, or to get free meat, whichever. Anyway, I'll laugh at that. If Tom's still listening out there, Tom, I never was a very good dancer, never could really dance at all, but I had a good lesson one time. Moved to Florida, and I walked across the hot road barefoot and onto the beach sand, which was even hotter. I danced for a long time, and then I sat down for a long time because I had blisters. Anyway, that was an old story. I'm going to give it back to Net Control and maybe listen to something a little bit more interesting here on the next caller. So, good evening to everybody. KE8SBZ.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. You lost me at the venison again. Anybody that wants to drop off a Christmas present, my address is on QRZ. Just putting that out there, whatever. Christopher, KF8DMK. If you're still there, hopefully.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Oh, so this was our last farmer's market of the year on Sunday. So I don't know if we have ever had the last day of farmer's market be that beautiful. It's always hit and miss pretty much all through the month of October, whether we're going to have good weather for market or not. But this year, it was cold, but the sun was out all day long, and there was no wind. So it was, beautiful weather. Customers came out. We did a farmer's market this year. So got that particular part of everything wrapped up. Now I'm just continuing to wrap up roof jobs for the year, and I spent the day working on my truck. So I got that back drivable, so I can do some more jobs tomorrow. Back to you. This is KF8 DMK.
Thanks, Christopher. Are you talking about that farmer's market downtown on Wednesdays afternoon, morning afternoon? I go on my break for an hour at that time, and I walk through the farmer's market with $6, maybe $8, whatever they're going for, and I buy myself a pint of, or was that, what is that, square of peaches? What is that, a pint or a quart? What do they call that thing? Anyway, it's a big thing of peaches, and I walk downtown Traverse City with it, and I share it with people that are looking at my fruit. made a lot of friends. It was kind of fun. But anyways, correct me on that pint thing if I'm saying that wrong someday. At the bottom of this general and all this, if I'm missing anybody, the score is still 0-0. We're not missing a whole lot probably in that game. So anybody else want to check in tonight? Go ahead. Okay, I guess we're done. I'm reading my notes. That's why it's taking so long to get back to you guys here. Trying to make sure I don't screw something up here. But, all right. If there are no further check-ins before we close the chat, does anybody have any questions or comments or any additional announcements? Go ahead.
WX1J, check.
Scott, please do. Go ahead.
Thanks, John. Just wanted everybody to know that tomorrow night's the program is the club meeting at 7 o'clock, and at that time we're also going to be, Barron's TB8SBJ is going to be doing a presentation on Winlink, as John noted. I just changed the website so that it has the login address and the link and the password are on the website now. So if you need the further information and all the information, go to cherrylandarc.com and click on Bob's Beautiful Face, and it'll give all you the details for tomorrow night's meeting. Look forward to seeing you then. And with that, I'll turn it back to you for finals. John, WX1J here.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Appreciate the reminder. I think that's, I sit next to him at the club meeting a couple weeks ago. I think that's him. I can't figure that out, but I guess it doesn't really matter. But I think I should probably know that. Anyways, I'll see him tomorrow night, so we'll figure that out. Anybody else got any more questions, comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, John, this is Christopher again. Just a clarification, the farmer's market that I was speaking of was the Interlaken market, which is on Sunday, not the Wednesday one that you had mentioned. I do not know how late in the season that one goes, but Interlaken is over. Back to you.
Thanks, Christopher, for clarifying that. That is, we live out here, so that's another one we go to all the time, my daughter, my family, and I. My daughter and I was eyeballing that last week, and holy smokes, you guys had a good turnout. I didn't make it over there, but we did drive by there. That's kind of disappointing. I didn't know it was your last one. So appreciate the clarification. We'll see you next year at the Farmer's Market. I didn't know you were in there. I'll come looking for you next time. Anyways, any more comments, questions, announcements? Go. Okay, not hearing anything else from you all. Appreciate you coming back. This is the end of the Monday Evening Social Hour event tonight. That will meet again next Monday at 8 p.m. on this frequency, 146.86. My name is John, K8VNA, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign, WATC. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general admin for use. Thank you, everyone, for participating and hanging out with me. I hope you all have a good evening, and WATCM is clear. Football score 0-0.
W8VPC.
KD8HNT W8RRM looking. KD8HNT W8RRM.
KD8HNT W8RRM.
You out there?
I just called for you, KD8HNT.
I thought I heard you, but I wasn't sure. I was watching some stuff on YouTube.
What you up to?
I was watching some stuff on YouTube. You didn't hear me tell you that?
No. Oh, I just realized what time it was, and I I had the radio on, it just had the volume down.
Is mine doing okay tonight?
So far. It's a little crackly, but yes, so far.
I cannot figure out why it's being crackly.
Well, you are a long ways away from the repeater you're going into with the way your antenna system is. So, I mean, from Gaylord to Sheboygan, that's, you know, probably 40 miles, 30.
It's probably about 40.
Yeah, that's a long ways for 2 meter, even with an antenna up on a tower.
Well, I think that Sheboygan repeater's got probably a footprint up here.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. You know, I checked in on the net here earlier. Got a net going this evening.
You today?
What'd you say?
Did you go hunting today?
Yeah, I was out tonight.
You didn't get one, eh?
No, but seen a lot of deer. Seen 5 tonight. Seen a nice little buck. And 4 does.
Deer and rifle seem to hunt.
One thing to remember. This repeater is linked, so before you even talk, key down for about 5 seconds before you say anything to make sure all the repeaters connect. I know that's because sometimes I'm only catching parts of your words, but it is crackly again. I didn't catch anything you said to me.
What kind of rifle are you going to use to hunt with this year?
Not my normal one. My 45-70. Probably the 8-hour later in the late season.
I don't think I'd use an AR for hunting deer. I mean, I know I wouldn't want to see anybody take a shot at one over 200 yards away. I don't think they got enough stopping power.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yep, I've done a lot of research, and I have 2 real good friends that use them. 223, they shoot the 223s through them, and they knock them right off their feet. Never lost a deer.
Well, I hunted for years my old 22-250. I mean, that's a missile, you know what I mean? The bullets I used went 4,100 feet a second. That makes a big difference, because speed does kill.
Oh, for sure. Well, you figure the AR is over 3,000 foot per second. And you can get 72 green, well, in the 2.56 and get 65, 70 some green bullet, and you can do the same in 223s. And I've watched a lot of video. They've showed these guys shooting bear and everything, all sorts of stuff with it. I've killed deer with a 22.
Yeah, well, it's all bullet placement anyway, you know. I've killed them with a 22 myself when I was a young man.
It is. It's all bullet placement. I mean, no matter what gun you use, I mean, you know, you shouldn't just be blasting unless you get a good shot. Absolutely. You know, either a good lung shot or a good heart shot, or I don't go for shooting them in the head because that's a small target. A lot of people have and end up shooting the bottom jaw of the deer or the top part of their birds and they survive and end up starving to death type of thing. A neck shot, if you got a real close shot, where you know you ain't get a mess, but yeah, placement is the number one thing, especially, well, even with a bow. You know, a bow, like my bow, it shoots at 400 foot per second, which is quick for a bow. And, you know, but you got to, it's got all to do with placement, you got to have them close, but it'll kill them. I've killed, lots of deer with my bow. But I will use the 45-70 at the beginning of the season when I'm buck hunting. And I'll take the other one out when I'm just doe hunting.
Every deer I've ever shot, I shot in about halfway between to their head to their shoulder.
So you're a lucky man, because that's not the ideal place to be shooting them.
You hit one of them with a missile from a 22-250 and they just fall over where they're standing.
Yeah. I've used an odd section on that. And they had to track them a mile because it hit them in their jugular and it took a while to bleed out.
Well, I've unfortunately never had that issue.
Ideal shot is a long shot. You hit them, punch them through their lungs, they're done. They're not going nowhere. Hard shot, they can go a little ways. But they get that adrenaline going in that. But anytime I ever do a lung shot, no. They might pretty much stop right there in their tracks. They may be, maybe go 20 yards or so, and that's about it.
Well, like I said, maybe I was fortunate, but I think all of us have our own way of harvesting our meat.
I mean, if that's the only shot I have is a head and neck, and it's a nice big buck, yeah, I'll take the shot. But if it's not a huge mambo, nope, I'll wait till I get a better shot.
Well, that was a doggone cannon, so anywhere you hit it ought to kill it just from the shot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the 45-70 I have, but oh, yeah. And knocks the snot out of them. It knocks them right off their feet. That's a big bullet. Yep, I've never had to track them shooting them with a bag gun. And I've shot them anywhere from 30 yards away up to 200 yards away. And, yeah, it just, that's a hunk of lead, man. They don't go nowhere. Matter of fact, the one up here...
I think we're going to be having any more warm nights. From what I can see, the...
Oh, what was it? It was the deer season.
Low 30s every night.
Before I had my hip surgery. And it was the tail end of, well, matter of fact, it was a late doe hunt. And it was my birthday. My birthday's December 23rd. And it was snowing. And I went out, sat in the blind. And these two deer come out at the corner of the field, which is 200 yards where it necks down the field does. And they come out in the corner of that, stepped out into the field. Well, it was starting to get dark, and it was a matter of take a shot, or if I waited a couple more minutes, it was just wasn't going to be able to see my crosshairs anymore. And so I drawed down on that thing, cranked the old scope up to 12 power, and put the old crosshairs on that bollocker and let her rip, and oh yeah. Look like a sack of potatoes.
Well, I think the furthest I've ever killed a deer was maybe 125 yards. That's about the longest shot I've ever had.
Years ago, when UP had a lot of deer, before they all these wolves loose. We used to go up there and my brother lived up, well, he still lives up there, and these farmers on the potato farms and that, they get walk permits, and shoot, they give you a handful of them of the black out, and just, you know, they want them shot because it was destroying their fields, and we'd go out there, and most of your time, your block permits were before actual hunting season started. You know, you'd go in there mid, later part of September, and you could still use them all the way through gun and all the other parts of the season, but you could start shooting them in September. And we'd pull in there down a trail, park on the edge of the field of the truck, lay the gun over the roof of the truck with a tripod and shoot those things 300-400 yards across the field. And you'd hear bang, and you felt like you waited 5 minutes, and then you'd see the deer drop. That was a real common thing. We'd use .6, 300 mag, 308s, and man, that was a lot of fun. But they don't have the deer up there like that anymore. The wolves and everything else and other things of their hunting season's way different now. You're very limited what you can shoot up there now compared to what it was right 15 years ago.
I've never been hunting up in the east, so I wouldn't know. I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah, you go out on these fields up there, those farm fields, and there was nothing to see 100 or more in a herd out in the field. You just picked what you wanted. You'd shoot, and they'd drop, and the other ones would stand there. They didn't have a clue what was going on, and as long as you had a tag card, you just kept shooting them.
Didn't you tell me you got a 2-meter amplifier now?
No, nope. My radio runs 80 watts. No, I don't have one.